Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living.
Have you ever stood on the banks of two great rivers and watched them merge? When two rivers come together, there's a great deal of turbulence before the waters flow smoothly. That's the way it often is when two become one and forge a new family. In the second chapter of the book of Genesis in the Bible, the story is recorded how God created man, but he was lonely. So God took a rib from the side of Adam and created a companion for him. Then Adam said, "This is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, for she was taken out of man." For this reason, God decreed, a man will leave his father and mother and be united to his wife, and they will become one flesh. Did you notice that God did not say, "You are one flesh," but rather, "You become one flesh"? That becoming is the interweaving of habits, cultures, backgrounds, customs, and a whole lot more. When you marry, you bring a large gunny sack or rice sack with you. It is your genes and chromosomes, your heredity, your background, and the ideas that you have grown up with regarding marriage and family living. Like threads woven into a tapestry, the interweaving of two lives is not always smooth and without problems. A lot of women today are coming to marriage with a whole different mindset from that of their mothers a generation ago. Having grown up in a different world and a different culture, some women today are dreadfully afraid of losing their own identity and independence. Subsequently, when husbands attempt to provide nurture and care, they withdraw, intent on remaining aloof and strong. At the same time, more than a few men, having grown up without very positive role models apart from what they see on TV and in the theater, they don't know how to really treat a woman. Sometimes they treat her as Dad treated his mother. Not good a generation ago. Everybody loses. In merging two lives, guideline number one is discover the biblical pattern and norm for a relationship. The counsel and advice of Scripture was given not to make you miserable or to strip either of us of individuality or personality, but to help us understand how real fulfillment takes place. The blueprint still works, but make sure you go by the original and discover for yourself the part God wants you to play in the drama of family living. Guideline 2. Respect differences that may exist by virtue of your background and culture. Don't insist on winning every round or spending every Christmas and Easter with your family or suggesting that the habits or the ways things were done in your mate's families, they're weird. Rather, develop your own family traditions, your own special events. Celebrate your relationship in your family as you incorporate the best from the past as well. Guideline 3, communicate the feelings of your heart without making light of your mate or how he or she really thinks. Part of effective communication is the ability to listen with understanding and ponder what you don't agree with or fully comprehend. Prayer is a powerful force in bringing two people to a deeper understanding of themselves and each other. Guideline number 4, compromise because you care. Often thought of as surrender, compromise in marriage isn't surrender. It is moving towards each other because you care.
You've just heard Dr. Harold Sala with Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living. If you would like to listen to the program again, download a copy, subscribe to our e-commentary, or view other resources, visit guidelines.org. We would like to hear from you, too. You can email us at info@guidelines.org. That's info@guidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and we invite you to join us again for the next edition of Guidelines.